Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Jackie Hendry, in today for Lori Walsh. American hero, United States Air Force General Charles McGee participates in a live Old Guys and Their Airplanes debrief interview tomorrow. You can watch online at sdpb.org/OGTA debrief, among other platforms. Old Guys and Their Airplanes is the brainchild of John Mollison of Sioux Falls, and he joins us today by phone. John, welcome to In the Moment. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Jackie.
We're also today honored to have the chairman of the board of the Distinguished Flying Cross Society with us, retired Colonel Bruce Huffman. Huffman received the Distinguished Flying Cross for exceptionally valorous action during a combat mission on October 27, 1968, in the Republic of Vietnam. Chairman Huffman, thank you as well for visiting with us today.
Well, thank you for the invitation, Jackie. Pleasure to be here.
So, Chairman Huffman, I'd like to start with you. These debriefs that happen, their intended audience is the average everyday citizen. But of course, the Distinguished Flying Cross Society represents some of the most decorated veterans there are. Talk to us about why it's important for everyday folks to hear some of these stories.
Well, it's part of the entire American experience. Distinguished Flying Cross recipients represent every gender, every race, and every rank that the United States military holds. The award itself is granted for extraordinary achievement or valor in aerial flight. And that sets it apart from many of the other awards that are issued by the United States military. It's the fourth highest award in order of precedence for valor. And you have to be in an airplane, of course, to receive it for that. So why is it important for America to hear these stories? Because, as I mentioned earlier, this is part and parcel to the entire American experience. These are the average citizens who, under unique circumstances, have done extraordinary things. Many of them are role models and are exemplars for our children today.
Talk to us about why Brigadier General Charles McGee was chosen for tomorrow's debrief.
Charles McGee is an extraordinary man. He came from very humble beginnings and rose to the rank of Brigadier General in the United States military. Everything in General McGee's past said that he shouldn't have succeeded because the deck was stacked against him. He entered the military in a period of time where the military was a segregated organization. The Tuskegee Airmen Program itself in Tuskegee, Alabama, was a program that was designed to only allow the best of the best to pass through and to fail those who in any other circumstances would have been passed as average or above average. So by virtue of the fact of his achievement of passing through the Tuskegee Airmen Program, he was an extraordinary individual and had to be an accomplished pilot and airman. But General McGee didn't quit there. He maintained his service to the country through his participation in Boy Scout programs, continued to serve in the military, served in Vietnam, commanded a squadron of RF-4s, and then continued to lead a purpose-driven life in which he raised some amazing children. And never once did General McGee allow the color of his skin to in any way keep him from achieving whatever opportunity he pursued at the moment. And it's a story that needs to be told, especially in today's environment, as an exemplar of American greatness.
John Mollison, I'd like to bring you into the conversation. Talk to us about the kinds of aircraft that General McGee would have flown during his time as a Tuskegee Airman.
Well, I think if you've followed the Tuskegee Airman story, it's all about this airplane called a P-51 Mustang, and it's kind of the iconic American machine, aerial machine of World War II next to the B-17 bomber. And if you ever see a P-51 with a red tail, that was the kind of that was the airplane and the representation of what General McGee flew in World War II. But he also flew the same airplane in the Korean conflict, and then in the Vietnam War, he had the extraordinary role of flying an airplane, as Colonel Huffman brought up, called the RF-4. Of course, it was F-4 Phantom. But the interesting thing about the aircraft that General McGee flew in Vietnam, the RF-4 was a reconnaissance version of this airplane and completely unarmed. The only thing it had on it that was of value were cameras. The RF stands for reconnaissance. So General McGee flew some of the incredible airplanes of American air power, as well as, and I want to give a shout out wherever I can to our wonderful South Dakota Air National Guard. He flew an airplane that our own Air National Guard flew called the F-89 Scorpion. So the historians up there listening, and I know they do, they just got a happy buck for having that remembered. But General McGee flew the top of the line in three conflicts, and especially the Vietnam War, the unarmed version of the F-4 Phantom.
Interesting. Because as Chairman Huffman mentioned, General McGee joined at a time when the Air Force was segregated. And the question that comes to mind from that is, did the Tuskegee Airmen have the best equipment available? But what I hear you saying is these were top-of-the-line aircraft.
Yeah. In World War II, the Tuskegee Airmen flew the same spectrum of aircraft that the rest of the U.S. Army Air Force flew, from the P-39, the P-40, P-47, P-51. They certainly were flying everything that everybody else flew, and that's just another validation, and it's sad that they had to validate themselves, but another validation of their high capability, their high proficiency, and the fact that they were doing the job just like everybody else.
Bruce Huffman, you mentioned how, especially considering the climate today, how important Charles McGee's story is. Let's tackle the kind of elephant in the room. What is it you hope that tomorrow's audience takes from his story?
Well, I think that at the current moment, we have a divided society. We have issues with Black Lives Matter that have allowed many of our cities to succumb to riots and violence. And the people that are on the street doing the rioting and violence and committing the acts of violence would certainly not be welcome at General McGee's table. He is an exemplar of American greatness and achievement. And he did that at a time when a man of his color was not expected to rise through the ranks to the level that he would ultimately achieve. So what we hope to achieve with having General McGee on is to have him serve as a role model for the success that a Black man can achieve in American society.
I'm told General McGee has a mantra, or kind of this philosophy that goes perceive, prepare, perform, and preserve. I'm also told he's a recipient of the nation's highest civilian award, the Congressional Gold Medal. Bruce Huffman, talk to us about how you feel his military service shaped that mantra, or maybe it was the other way around, and the things he was able to accomplish beyond that.
I think General McGee serves as an example for the power that a role model can have in a young man's life. General McGee's life was not one that was all easy. He was one of the few Black families along a river town in western Illinois, grew up essentially without a mother. Had a powerful figure and a role model as a father, but essentially was raised by friends of the family in this town, where there was a two-parent household that provided discipline and encouragement to a young man who showed the potential very early on for greatness. So General McGee took that and applied those lessons from his early life to his entire career throughout the Air Force, and took advantage of every opportunity that presented itself to him to the fullest, and continued to grow and educate himself throughout his entire military career, and took advantage of all those things that the military offered. Stability, predictability, and opportunity.
John Mollison, there are a lot of partners coming together to present tomorrow's debrief with Charles McGee. Talk to us a bit about how all of this came together.
Well, the start of these ideas of debriefs really came out of frustration with seeing our film schedule for the year dissolve in the threat of COVID-19. Mm. And the crew, we got together and said, how will we make this work? The story is really an analogy to how General McGee saw his challenges in life and said, how do I make these work for me? And so we looked at, you know, we can't meet, you know, our story or our show is old guys in the airplanes. We can't meet these people. They're the highest threat for COVID-19. We can't go and film. We can't go into their rooms. So we looked at Zoom technology and some of the other interactive technology and said, how do we bring our interviews to the public using this? Well, of course, it just fit in like a glove, and it was remarkable. And the other thing about these debriefs is it allows the audience then to ask questions of whoever we're talking to. You know, in time, we've been making films for a few years now, and people have come up to us all the time. You guys meet the best, the coolest, the most heroic people all over. I wish I could be in the room with you. Well, these debriefs are one way that the average public can now be in the room with us. So the question is we need help. Well, we had to learn the technology for ourselves, and I've been very blessed with having a longtime association with the DFC Society, basically because they have such awesome stories. It's pretty easy to hang around the room and get something pretty fast. And then South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I've got to toot your horn. I know you didn't set me up for this, but you're truly one of the great public broadcasting organizations in our country. And I'm saying that with qualification. I've experienced a few of them, and they're all great. But South Dakota works hard to provide opportunity for South Dakotans. So when I approached you guys to say, how do we work together and bring this story to an even wider audience, the answer was, okay, let's talk about it. So South Dakota Public Broadcasting, the Distinguished Flying Cross Society, but I'd also like to give a shout out to the South Dakota Air and Space Museum, which is just outside the gate of Ellsworth Air Force Base. They're really ramping up their mission to bring great stories to the state. And as Colonel Huffman brought up, we all need inspiration. When we all go through our lives, and the inspiration of life comes from other people. So these great stories and these great moments have to get out. It's not just to learn some new names, dates, and places or some exciting event. It's really about looking at people like General McGee and saying, what about you can I use to leverage something within myself to become better as well? And General McGee, I've been getting to know him for the past couple months. I can tell you the guy is 100% an American hero. And he wants to make sure that his story, his legend, goes to, as they say, pass the ladder down for other people to come up to rise even greater than him and do that over and over and over and over again. I have to qualify this as with one more thing. He's 100 years old, and that's a remarkable fact in and of itself, that he still got the passion, still got the fire to see other people grow and believe in our country and believe in its greatness.
John, as we enter our final moments together, remind folks if this is the first time they've heard of either these debriefs or old guys in their airplanes, remind us your goal with these interviews and where folks can find out more.
Well, the goal is, our mantra is, history is nutritious. The goal is to get people looking at history and realize there's terrific inspiration for today and the future in the past. But if you want to plug in tomorrow, the website's pretty simple. It's sdpv.org/OGTA debrief, or simply Google the Distinguished Flying Cross Society. Go to their website. There's a debrief tab up there. The link will be updated as well as the sdpv.org site. And of course, you can Google Old Guys in Airplanes or John Mollison. But for tomorrow's debrief, I really recommend you go to the sdpv.org/OGTA debrief site for how to watch.
My guests have been John Mollison of Old Guys in Their Airplanes and Colonel Bruce Huffman of the Distinguished Flying Cross Society. Both of you, thank you so much for joining us today. Much appreciated, John and Bruce.
Thank you, Jackie.
Thank you for having us.